It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Today is the birthday of Confederate guerrilla leader William Clark Quantrill, born in Canal, Dover, Ohio in 1837. He had a knockabout youth before becoming a schoolteacher. Later, he joined a group of bandits who roamed the Missouri-Kansas countryside, apprehending escaped slaves. Later on, this group became Confederate soldiers who were referred to as Quantrill's Raiders. They were a pro-Confederate partisan ranger outfit, best known for their often brutal guerrilla tactics, which made use of effective Native American field skills. Also notable, William's group included the infamous young Jesse James and his older brother Frank. Quantrill is often noted as an influence on many bandits, outlaws, and hired guns of the Old West as it was being settled. The most significant event in Quantrill's guerrilla career took place on August 21, 1863. The town of Lawrence, Kansas, had been for years the stronghold of anti-slavery forces in that territory and was a base of operation for incursions into Missouri by pro-Union forces. Early on the morning of August 21st, he attacked Lawrence at the head of a combined force of as many as 450 guerrilla fighters. On his orders, they killed around 150 men and boys who were big enough to carry rifles. When his men rode out at 9 a.m., most of the town's buildings were burning, including all but two business places. In response, Union commanders ordered the depopulation of 3.5 Missouri counties along the Kansas border, forcing tens of thousands of civilians to abandon their homes. Union troops marched through behind them, burning buildings, torching planted fields, and shooting down livestock to deprive the guerrillas of food, fodder, and support. The area was so thoroughly devastated that it became known thereafter as the Burnt District. Quantrill and his men rode south to Texas, and while there, he and his 400 men quarreled, and his once large band broke up into several smaller companies. In the spring of 1865, now leading only a few dozen pro-Confederates, Quantrill staged a series of raids into western Kentucky. On May 10th, a month after Lee's surrender, Quantrill and his band were caught in a Union ambush at Wakefield. Unable to escape, he was shot in the back and paralyzed from the chest down. Brought by wagon to Louisville and taken to the military prison hospital there, located on the north side of Broadway at 10th Street, Quantrill died from his wounds on June 6, 1865, at the age of 27. He was buried in what later became known as St. John's Cemetery in Louisville. His remains were allegedly brought back to his Ohio birthplace at the request of his mother in 1889, but it was never certain that those remains were genuine. In the early 1990s, the Missouri Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans convinced the Kansas State Historical Society to negotiate with authorities in Ohio, which led to 3 arm bones, 2 leg bones, and some hair, all allegedly Quantrill's, being reburied in 1992 at the old Confederate Veterans Home Cemetery in Higginsport, Missouri. As a result of these events, there are now grave markers for Quantrill in all 3 locations. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 31st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.